Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. The State Conservation Commission has given initial approval today to its plans for elk hunting in Missouri. In the regulations pitched, hunters would be allowed to apply once annually. If selected, they'll have to wait 10 years before applying again. The proposed elk season would be held in Shannon, Reynolds, and Carter counties for 18 days. A Missouri commission is allowing Planned Parenthood to continue performing abortions for now. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart reports.
Abortions will be allowed for the foreseeable future for the Planned Parenthood in St. Louis. The Missouri Administrative Hearing Commission granted a stay, allowing the clinic to continue to perform operations until the state makes a decision on the matter. Planned Parenthood claims the Department of Health is politicizing the process in an effort to ban all abortions in the state.
A dean of Missouri's congressional delegation wants cities to be allowed to create stricter gun laws. Missouri Net's Jill Enders covered Congressman Lacey Clay's press conference today at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
Congressman Lacey Clay's proposed legislation would give cities the opportunity to form stricter gun laws without the approval of state lawmakers. Judge Jimmy Edwards, the director of St. Louis Public Safety, called gun violence a personal matter.
Over 97% of the gun violence in the city of St. Louis is borne by African American boys and men.
Two nights of debates are over for Democratic presidential candidates. University of Missouri political communication professor Mitchell McKenney says this week's first debate was full of policy discussion and little attacking of each other. The second night was a different story.
The front runners, Biden, didn't fare very well. Much of that was, I think, because of his inability to respond to some of the rather strong attacks. And then we saw someone like Senator Kamala Harris really rise.
Thursday storms left more than an early wake-up call for people in southeast Missouri's Dunklin County. Cape Girardeau television station KFVS reports a lightning strike actually hit the Malden Police Department, shutting down phone lines for several hours. More than 6 inches of rain fell in Malden, with most of it happening in just a few hours. A man convicted in the 2017 dismembering of his wife's body in a Kansas City motel had to be removed from a courtroom today. A Kansas judge sentenced 37-year-old Justin Ray to 9 years in prison for child endangerment, misconduct, and pornography charges. Ray's response was, quote, "They don't give a beep about me or my children, all because I dismembered a body." And the 64th National Tom Sawyer Days gets started this weekend in Northeast Missouri's Hannibal. Concerts, contests, and other activities are set all over town through next week. This is Missouri Net.